You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Try that.
I'd love to. Let's start the final hour with our Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. They crack it open with today's Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza.
Drink it's almost over.
The refreshment. It's almost over. Oh. Been trying to tell you for a long time. Summer's almost over.
I know.
You didn't listen to me.
Spooky season.
Now here we are. It's Halloween time, even though it's like 90 degrees today. Lots to get to in the final hour. We start, though, with our great friend, Lucy Birch, who is live on the phone. And live on YouTube, one of the few people who's willing to jump through the hurdles that we require in order to be on YouTube. Lucy, good morning to you. DraftKings partner, and you can give her a follow on Twitter, at Lucille Burge, of the former show, Back to the Futures.
One of the great shows of all
time. Award-winning Back to the Futures show. Let's start with a simple one, Lucy. Are the Red Sox winning the World Series?
Yes. First of all, RIP Back to the Futures. What a good time. It's going to be very, very sad this football season without it. But, you know, I'll be talking to you guys, so I'm very happy about that. Yeah, of course they're winning a World Series. Have you seen them lately? I don't know what else they – well, okay, here's the caveat. This is – I don't want to say it's pending Roman Anthony MRI, but the nation is concerned. Red Sox Nation is very concerned right now. There are prayer circles forming for Roman Anthony, and we really need all of the prayers and well wishes possible, because without Roman Anthony, things are very much in flux. The young phenom I don't want to jinx anything, but pending an MRI, just keep an eye on what's up with Roman Anthony right now. But yeah, in any event, they're winning the World Series, obviously.
We haven't done a show together in a while, so you wouldn't know this about me, but the Braves are done, so baseball season is basically in my rear view, and it's football season now. I want to ask you, I know the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, but is this got to be power rank number one of all time most ghetto styles of interviews you've ever done, where you're on the phone, but you're also on YouTube?
You guys, I will jump through any hurdles to talk to you guys.
Okay.
This is whatever works. That is the way it goes. And I understand that, as you know, in this business, whatever works to get it done.
Okay.
Hey, why'd you guys trade us Rafael Devers and then he just tanked our entire season? What the hell's up with that, Lucy? I got beef with you now.
I was in favor of that trade, by the way. I was like, get rid of him. Good riddance. This is why I do love baseball, is because things like Rafael Devers hitting a home run, then admiring the home run, starting while he's running the bases, the bench is clear. So he doesn't even, he gets into a fight while he's running the bases, throwing punches as he's rounding second after hitting a home run. I don't want to say I'm not rooting for him. I would say I don't care. Like, I don't care what Rafael Raphael Devers does. I forgot about him until seeing that video last night.
He's dead to you.
He's just a guy. They're going to win the World Series despite him. So, you know, it all works out in the end.
Do we have, before we get to your week one NFL picks, because we know you got them, do we have, you are known as the Queen of Dongs, any home run props
now,
for tonight?
Hold on. Before you give us the home run props for tonight, Lucy, yeah. We do have listeners asking, like, where did the nickname come from? Is it self given? Did somebody give it? Explain the backstory of the Queen of Dongs.
Yes, well, Queen of Dongs, somewhere along the way, there was some show, and they created a graphic. I forget what show it was, to be quite honest, and I should give them more credit for this. And they created a graphic with eggplant emojis and crown emojis and my face. And they're like, oh, she's the Queen of Dongs. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good to me. And, you know, correct, by the way, because no one's taken that name yet. So I could trademark that, Jordan Hudson. Throw that in while you're trademarking things, just throw that in there, please. Because I would love to trademark that. And the trademark office would probably say, you know, sure, no one has asked for this before in the history of people. So probably would be, you know, that's yours. You can have it. I don't think anyone else would want it. So, you know, I will say that is the name. And, you know, I can back it up because once in a while these days I do hit a home run bet, and I did last night. So. Mm. That did very, very well. And so sometimes they go on a streak, and you see how long the streak goes, because to start the season, I had a home run bet streak of 9 games. So I'm looking to surpass that. The first 9 games of the season, I hit a home run bet every day. Not each of the games.
Those are good payouts, too, because it's always plus money.
Yeah, very good plus money.
Exactly. Except for in the case of, you know, Kyle Schwarber, where it's like plus 185 or something like that.
Sure.
But yeah, so that is where Queen of Dongs came from. And I am looking to trademark it if anyone wants to, you know, is a lawyer or knows how to, you know, Queen of Dongs LLC might be a thing at some point where I just set up in my merch. Definitely people are going to be
queenofdongs.com.
I like the Queen of Dong. I like that we're going with it. Now, let me ask you then. So let's play the fun game. You hit on one yesterday. Give us maybe a couple that you throw out. How long will the dong get on the Queen of Dongs picks?
Yes, there are 2 options for this evening, and you can take both. You can take either one. So there is opportunity for this to happen. First, we have Bryce Harper, who, generally when I really need to keep a streak going, I go to Shohei Ohtani, I go to Kyle Schwarber, or I go to Bryce Harper. Mm. Tonight is Bryce Harper. Also another guy, if you want to keep a streak going, Eugenio Suarez is another one I am looking at for tonight. And K-Prop. Cade Povich over 4.5 strikeouts if you're looking for a K-prop as well. And if you are looking for K-props, a place where I look for mine and help to decide on mine is Pine Sports, which I'm also partnered with. And if you would like to use their AI feature called Jackson, sign up with code Lucy for 25% off your first.
Look at that. Well done.
Well done.
Just
well
perfect.
Done.
Just well done.
It right
folded
in
right into the answer. That's why she's a pro.
Great. Thank you.
That's why she's the best. Lucy Burge is her name. You can follow her on Twitter at Lucio Burge, one of our favorites. Let's get to week one of the NFL, Lucy. Week one is so hard. Like, I think to last year in Survivor Pools, your New England Patriots going on the road to Cincinnati and winning and just ruining everybody's season.
I think that was a home game.
I'm pretty sure it was in Cincinnati. I might be wrong. I'm fairly confident it was in Cincinnati. But there's games like that happen every year. What are the lines that stand out to you? We just went over some of the most lopsided bet totals. In college football, they went 0-5. Mm. It was like Notre Dame, Texas, Clemson, all the favorites that everybody's betting on ended up losing. Who does Lucy Burge like in week one of the NFL?
Yeah, so first of all, for college football, I did have North Carolina, and I also, though, did have Miami.
Okay.
Miami is my team this year, so I am very high on the University of Miami, so go Canes. But in the NFL, so far this week, I have Thursday Night Football pick. It is the Eagles to cover -8.5. You can get that at DraftKings. I went back and forth on this because I was like, is this a trick? With Dak Prescott back, are they going to cover? But I just have more faith in the Eagles, and can they stop Saquon Barkley? I would take the Eagles to cover -8.5. That is my pick so far in week one of the NFL. Also the Patriots. I'll take the Patriots too.
Are the Patriots going to, I don't remember what their over-under number is, but like how nervous are we about what the Patriots, I kind of expectations. It feels like year 2 Drake May, here comes Mike Vrabel, we got an adult in the room. They're kind of doing a little bit of a restart in some ways, at least culturally. what is the nerve check-in on a Patriots season after having such a bad year last year?
Yes, I would say nerve level zero. I have a lot of faith in Mike Vrabel and in Drake May and the leadership of Drake May, now a married man. So that can a factor that can play into it. He has the stability and he has a confidence in himself that I think is more so than Mac Jones did. And I think Vrabel, as you said, an adult in the room who is not afraid to get into fights with the players, and he fancies himself maybe still a player. He still wants to be on the field. But I think that the leadership starts at the top, and Mike Vrabel can start that from the top down, and I think there will be cohesion. I think communication, everyone will be on the same page, which will bode well to translating to wins on the field. And I am not too afraid to take, again, zero level nervousness. I have a lot of faith in this Patriots team. Not afraid to take the over on their win total this year, over 8.5 games. I say they win 9 or 10 games, but maybe no more than that.
Okay. Interesting. I got to ask, because you mentioned it there, you like North Carolina, which a lot of people, I mean, they scored that touchdown on the opening drive. Everybody's like, oh my God, here they go. And then the rest of the game didn't go quite according to plan. You're a big Belichick fan, which how could you not be as a Boston gal, right? Winning all those Super Bowls. Is he losing his way, Lucy? Where, I mean, how do we feel it? We got Gold Digger getting trademarked by Jordan Hudson. Is he focused on football? Is he doing his job, Lucy? I'm a little concerned about our guy.
Yeah, it seems that he has abandoned some of his old ways, like no days off, like do your job, because one, he's taken many days off.
So he's on the beach posing for Instagram. What happened to the coach I love?
God. He's taking yoga breaks, it seems, and he's getting trolled to a point where players on the opposite team are trolling him on Instagram Live after the game. TCU players that are like, he's got to call his girlfriend. Oh my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine Bill Belichick, NFL coach, Patriots head coach, where a player on the Jets or something, especially the Jets, is like, oh, but making fun of Bill Belichick. Never did I think I would see the day where he is venturing on, I mean, he kind of is at this point, but because of the way this team is playing, he's venturing on being a joke. And I say that hesitantly because it seems like he already is. But he doesn't, you know, we wait to see how the team does, you know, when it actually comes down to what he does for a job, you know, are they going to perform and live up to Bill Belichick standards? And they're not so far. It's a disaster. I would say this is a disaster at this point, because you'd think, oh, at least he has a team and he's still coaching it, but they're good. This team is not good based on what, you know, the first drive. And Drake May actually did comment on this. This is his alma mater. So he did say, oh, he was very nice and he was very mature about it. He didn't say, oh, that was trash. He said, oh, the first drive, they looked good. And then maybe, you know, he was just like, it's good to have football back. And that's really all you can say at this point when it comes. I'm sure Belichick agrees. But yeah, his girlfriend, Jordan, she does have a name. Love her. We love her. She's a queen. Maybe she's more famous than him at this point. But she was out on the field on the sideline, and there were conflicting reports of whether or not that was during the game or before the game or when. He seems distracted, potentially, and I'm concerned. I am way more concerned about UNC than I am about the Patriots.
I would argue the minute we caught him on a ring cam, creeping out half naked, was the minute that he kind of lost the plot. But yeah, to your point,
it's amongst us has not done a lot.
I mean, look,
you know?
I'm not shaming him for it. I'm just saying the minute we caught Belichick, of all people, doing that. That was the minute. Final one for you, Lucy, because we appreciate the time, and we're hoping to do this with you every Wednesday. Super Bowl pick. Do you have, is it a Chiefs, is it an Eagles? Or are we going a little off the board? We got an Allen, a Lamar first time getting a ring. Where are we at on the Super Bowl pick?
Yes. So I shockingly will not. I won't take the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. No. However, you know, make the playoffs. I like the Bills this year, and that's really a ballsy pick, I think. The Bills, the Buffalo Bills. No, I think Josh Allen, I'm very high on Josh Allen. I think he's just, the more I see of him on the field, of course, but off the field, he is a guy I really want to root for, and I want him to win a Super Bowl. So I'm going with the Bills and Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl this year.
I love it. Lucy Burge, give her a follow on Twitter at Lucille Burge, joining us live on YouTube today. So our audience enjoyed that. And you can go check out her great work, partner with DraftKings, the queen of dongs. We'll see if we get any dongs tonight. Good luck on the bets this weekend. Great catching up with you, Lucy. And let's do this again next week.
Yes, I can't wait. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much.
There you go. Lucy Burge. Great stuff from her. Talking Queen of Dongs. Hell of a nickname.
Not easy to have to do a YouTube, but like, I don't.
On the phone.
She usually has her AirPods.
Yeah, no AirPods.
She might have not charged them or whatever, but like have to hold a phone while looking at a camera.
Lucy's great. She's fun.
All right. Leaning into the Queen of Dongs.
Like, you have to, dude. You have to. That's your nickname? Somebody gives it to you?
Good marketing.
Eggplant emoji and a crown. I mean, good stuff. Did you see, by the way, speaking of that, did you see LeBron's latest Nike ad?
The Forever King?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to win him over some people.
I mean, you're never going to. People
That's
already
true.
Hate
valid
him.
Point.
He literally could be like, I'm the second best of all time.
I cured cancer.
And they'd be like, you still suck.
You're not better than Jordan. Not even better than Kobe.
I saw people like commenting on that. And I go, it's marketing and advertising. Yeah. What did you? Yeah.
Look at you always sticking up for LeBron.
I'm the second best on my own team. That wasn't the campaign.
That'd be
they were
a really
run
funny
with.
Campaign if they did that. I'm no longer the king. I've handed the crown to Luka Doncic.
I'm not as good as a white kid
from Slovenia. Let's get to stat or story. You guys got your stats? Got your stories?
I do have a stat or story. Okay. I do. I'm excited about
Let's get to that. Coming up next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time. Every Wednesday, 9:15. Welcome back in, everybody.
Mmm.
Off of the Queen of Dongs.
She thanked us. She's looking forward to doing the weekly Wednesday hit, and we'll see. Maybe next Wednesday the AirPods will be good, so she won't feel as, you know, leaning into the phone thing.
Delightful as always. Always, always a joy to chat with her. Do you want me to go first today? You want me to go first? I'll go.
You seem like you want it.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Mine usually end up sucking, so let me get mine out of the way.
Yeah, not always. You're always pretty high on yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what I got this week, okay?
Okay.
12 is your number.
12.
12.
12.
All right.
Is it the number of years it has been since Oasis had a concert on the shores of America?
Who is Oasis?
I know they're a band. I don't know.
Can you give me a song?
You don't know Oasis? That was like in your sweet spot. Really?
That wasn't
You don't remember
that
Wonderwall?
Huh?
You don't remember Wonderwall?
No,
Oasis
that wasn't
was like the next Beatles.
No.
I was my Wonderwall.
Said maybe you're going to be the one that saves me.
Yeah, I know that band.
You're my Wonderwall. No?
Even I know that song.
Yeah, all right. 12 years. Has it been 12 years? They're now back stateside. Their band is together. They're touring worldwide again, and they just held their first concerts in the U.S. Has it been 12 years since their last show in the United States?
So had they broken up? Or
they broke up a long time ago. Oh, they were this big thing that launched, and they were the next Beatles out of Britain.
Okay.
And then they had, like, I think one album, maybe two. Smarter music people can help. And then they split up. They hated each other. They split up, and now they're back together. It's been 20 years since they've been together.
The Beatles, and I'd never heard of them.
Yes, Oasis. Or it's because they, you know, broke up pretty early. Or is it the number of players who recorded a rushing attempt for the Oregon Ducks in their opener against Montana State?
Recorded
a rushing attempt. Had a rushing...
I know, 12 is so high.
Ran the ball.
I feel like you want me to say story because it's a stat.
Is
Moore
that what
had
I want?
One. We had six running backs plus more... Plus...
Yeah.
Well, there's two Moores, aren't they?
There's two Moores.
There's Korean War.
There's Korean War and Dante Moore.
And Dante Moore.
Did Korean War have a carry?
By the fourth quarter. That TV was on, but I was not paying attention.
How many guys came in the fourth quarter when you turned the game off?
Did anybody get sacked late? Because that counts as a rushing attempt in college.
Oh,
Sadiq.
But I feel like I did pretty good here.
I'm
pretty proud of myself right now.
This is
good. We're actually thinking. So I saw somebody, although not knowing Oasis, what are we doing, dude?
You named one song. I'm supposed to know a band from one song?
They were a massive deal when they came out.
That was not what I was listening to.
That obviously wasn't what I was listening to either.
Wonderwall came out in 1995.
I was graduated from college.
Were they being requested on slow jams? I mean... If they weren't, then I didn't listen to them. Now, they didn't give up a sack, I don't believe. So, I don't think...
Or if anybody scrambled and got across the line of scrimmage.
You're making me double-cross my thought here. I'm going to say stat as well. I think you want me to guess story. I'm going to guess stat.
12 players with a carry?
You
sure about that?
No, I'm not.
Stat.
That's a lot of
stat.
Players.
Wow.
Yeah. Noah Whittington.
Yep.
De'Aaron Hill,
yep.
Jordan Davison,
yep.
Luke Moga,
uh-huh.
Jaden Lamar,
yep.
Dewan Riggs, Dante Moore, Korean War, Brock Thomas, Kenyon Sadiq, Makai Hughes, Jay Harris.
Was there Riggs in there?
There was a Riggs, Dewan Riggs, dude. Dink Riggs. They love Dink Riggs.
By the way, for people just tuning in, Korean War is a joke.
Yes,
from
it's a joke.
Earlier reference on the show
it's
of
a joke.
DeCorian Moore.
When autocorrect on your phone happens, somebody said they were texting DeCorian Moore and their phone corrected to Korean War. So
yeah, Oasis is back in the United States. Liam and Noel Gallagher, who hated each other for years, wanted to murder each other. They've reunited as the band Oasis.
Did they sleep with each other's wives? What happened?
I don't remember the whole thing. They just hated each other, and they were so big right out of the gate. Like, Wonderwall, you might not remember Oasis or the band. Wonderwall and Oasis in the late 90s was one of the biggest music fads for a short amount of time, and then they just disappeared off the face of the earth. And they've been one of those bands that everybody's always wondered, like, will they ever do anything? Will they ever get back together? And they finally have their back at MetLife Stadium. They sold out MetLife Stadium. The crowd looked incredible.
All right.
And Oasis is back for the first time, by the way. 16 years is how long it's been since they've had an American concert.
Do you want me to go, Swag?
Up to you.
I will go. Your number is 10. 10. Is it the ranking of the Seattle Seahawks passing offense, according to PFF, in 2024?
So last year.
Yep. Or is it the amount
Disney will have to pay to the Federal Trade Commission to settle a lawsuit alleging it allowed personal data to be collected on kids under the age of 13.
Disney?
10 what? Million? Billion?
A million.
Okay.
Billion would be like historic of a fine. 10 million seems...
10 million is chump change, so I'm going to go stat.
Pretty short.
The for Disney, 10 million ranked? Is chump change for Disney.
The federal lawsuit was Disney gave the personal data of kids they collected on stream under the age of 13.
Just the overall passing offense, not like one individual, just overall passing everything encompassing?
I mean, they had one quarterback, but yeah, the passing offense of the Seattle Seahawks in 2024.
I'm going to use Sprague logic here. I feel like you want me to say stat, but I'm going to go story.
Stat.
Okay, well, let's go in order here. Dirt.
Hit me with it, baby.
Swag. Seahawks ranked ninth in PFF's passing attack.
I would have used dirt logic and gone the other way.
Yeah.
It's at 13. Worse, right? 14, somewhere middle of the pack.
Which is very interesting. The narrative of Geno Smith was last
efficient.
Year.
He was always efficient. It was just never dynamic.
Yeah. Well, will that be improved, the same, or regress under Sammy D?
Wait
and see. No, this one is disturbing on many levels, and because of your reaction, I'm going to say nobody had heard of this.
No, not at all.
A complaint was filed to the Federal Trade Commission that Disney failed to properly label videos that it uploaded to YouTube as made for kids, and in it ended up selling off personal data of children under the age of 13, which violates the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, as it's known on the streets.
Yikes, man.
And in it, had to agree to pay $10 million for the federal lawsuit.
Seems like it should be more than that.
Yeah, Google, the parent company of YouTube, agreed to pay $170 million in a similar settlement in 2019. So your children's data is gone.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Nice. That's cool.
There you go.
That's encouraging.
You know, keep giving our kids the iPads. We're doing a stellar bang-up job.
Your final number is 5.8. 5.8. Is it the per-carry yard average of one Saquon Barkley last season?
Nah, it was all Jalen Hurts.
For the Philadelphia Eagles in his 2,000-yard season.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Or is it the length in inches from leg tip to leg tip of the Oregon giant house spider that is seen coming out of cellars and basements and where they normally house because it is their mating season and it is quickly ending for the year.
So from the leg body to the
tip of the back leg to the tip of the front leg.
Oh, and this is everywhere in Oregon? Where is this happening? I'm going to get to the story. Just give me
These are common spiders to our particular region of the world.
I'm going stat.
And normally,
he had a great year. He rushed for 2,000 yards. This is a stat. There's no way a spider that's common is 5.8 inches long.
That's a
big-ass
spider, dude.
I refuse to believe it.
You said the same thing?
Yeah, stat.
Yeah.
There we go. Yes, Saquon in his 2,000-yard season. 5.8 yards per carry, averaged 125.3 a game, playing in 16 games to get to 2,005 yards.
Okay, so this spider, how big are we talking here?
Okay, so, yes, this is giant house spiders aren't rare. They're one of a more a dozen species you might see indoors. But they are up to 4.7 inches from leg tip to leg tip, about the size of the palm of your hand. Females have larger bodies. Males have longer legs. They have 8 eyes of equal size stacked in 2 rows with hundreds of visual cells.
Now, what is this spider called?
It is called the... Let me get
it. I need a Google image to see if I've seen anything remotely.
This is from the Oregonian.
Yeah. Queasy.
It is the...
Where? Spider scare you guy?
Spiders, the giant house spider.
Giant.
Yeah, that's a great name.
So
spiders are number one on my list.
Really?
Of like,
although their bite is venomous, it's not powerful enough to affect humans.
Oh, I've seen these things. I don't know if I would say it's... How many inches did you say?
They can get up to 4.7 inches from leg tip to leg tip.
Don't think I've seen
one that close to that
size. And they're pretty quick, too.
They are. I've caught a million of these things. I'm a catch-and-release guy. I don't like to kill spiders. And then I read a story that 70-plus percent of the spiders in your house that you release end up dying because they cannot sustain and live outside.
And so they say, normally, most of the year,
if I see one in the house, it's dead within 2 seconds.
They stay down in basements or their crawl spaces where it's dark and cool and cold. But during mating season from July to September, they come out to try to make more.
A couple weeks ago, I had a
But they said they're good because they eat other bugs. So if
they're great.
Find one, they are getting all the other flies and bugs and all the other stuff.
They want nothing to do with you. You just caught them. They're in there to eat all the bugs you don't want in your house. You just hate the way they look.
I do. Yeah, they terrify me.
I had a couple weeks ago, I had a a weird dream, and it was ended by a feeling. And it was an uncomfortable feeling where I woke up and I opened my blanket because I could have swore I had something on my leg. And a day later, a bite mark showed up. It was a spider.
Burning the sheets.
Never. Really?
Burn them down.
What
it
is.
And gasoline.
So it says, up until 1987, they were considered the fastest spider in the world by Guinness Book of World Records at about 1.5 feet per second.
The jumping spiders are the ones that
annoy
me. They don't bother me. They annoy me.
Dude, there is nothing that makes me internally panic more than the feeling of walking around outside and not paying attention and walking like headfirst into a spider web.
Oh, you're
if
like
if you see me, you're... I am like if the neighbors saw me do that, they're like, "What the hell's wrong with that guy?" Yeah. Losing my mind in my backyard.
I'm just more annoyed. I'm like, "Damn it!"
I start screaming, flipping around.
So like the opening of Indiana Jones.
Dude, I can't do it. Spider stuff, I cannot do.
The spiders or the snakes?
Cannot do it. Snakes are fine. I have no issue with snakes.
Dude.
Snakes are fine for me.
You throw me in that pit.
I'll hold a snake, wrap one around my arm, go to the zoo. Like, I got no issues with
snakes. That is insane.
Spiders, I cannot do. The legs, the eyes.
Yeah, how do snakes move?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. They're serpents.
I'm not going
devils.
In the woods. They're not
going
to get me. There's spiders in my house, man.
You're more likely to die from a
These bastards are coming for me. They're 5 inches big. I've been told that's really big.
Sinners of your wife. Team player. Queen of Dongs.
There you go. So watch out for the giant house spiders.
Yeah, you're the spiders. Mine's a snake.
Yeah.
What do you think the most common one is between us?
Oh, we could put up. I'd put. Do you know who Oasis is? Is the first stat or story poll question? Do you want me to do a what's more scary?
To be fair, context to that, but I know who they are. You know what I mean?
Swag had never heard of them before.
That kind of surprised
And then he used
me.
I graduated college as if you don't listen to new music when you're 22.
That was pretty wild.
Do you not listen to. Have you not learned a new artist in the last 30 years?
Yeah.
So you just posted that poll question?
I did, yeah. I put it up.
I'll give it a
that,
second.
That was not my genre of music.
Okay.
You have the one genre you listen to?
What are your
to?
Genres of music?
Well, they're
polka.
You like crooning white guys and Janet Jackson and
jazz, high school band music?
Do you like rock music? Do you like pop?
Yeah, hair band stuff. Old school hip hop.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, Oasis
who?
Was
Can you
like,
give me an old school hip hop?
Like just pop music.
Like
BBD. Like Belle Biv DeVoe.
I'm putting out what's more scary. Is that the best way to phrase it?
What are you more scared of?
What are you more scared of?
Okay. Because it's not even. I will be the spider catcher in any house I'm in if you ask me to be.
Yes, if you're ever in my house, I will have you. If I see a spider, I make my wife kill them sometimes.
I don't kill them. I will say, give me a Tupperware. I'll trap them, release them.
Dude, it's got to crawl on your finger. What if it gets loose? Bites it. Now you're Spider-Man.
Rub it off, dude. They're spiders. They're tiny.
What are you more scared of?
Snakes are just like, how do they move?
I'm a snake.
It bothers me.
I'm a snake.
Look at them run with no legs. It's ridiculous.
Poll questions are up. Do you know
what? The colors of their backs are like, oh, don't worry, Sprague. That's a red racer. Yeah, red racer to death.
You freaking out to the gardener snake at whatever golf course
Merriweather.
That was? Merriweather?
Mountain.
Merriweather.
When you freaked out that way, that's me seeing a spider on my counter. You start running the other way. That's me seeing a spider in my kitchen and contemplating moving. All right, let's reset here, okay? Let's take a quick breather.
Oh, we got animal facts coming up here on a FUPDATE.
We got there a FUPDATE coming up. We're not quite done yet. We're powering to the finish. What is the more scary animal? And have you ever heard of Oasis? Do you know who Oasis is? Poll questions are up. Go vote. A couple more NFL thoughts next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, welcome back in. Coming up next. Just kidding.
I think it's snakes.
We'll update the poll results. Somebody said, when you run into a spider web in your backyard, do you think your neighbors look at you and think you're practicing invisible karate?
Yes.
10 times out of 10.
Yeah, I just calmly, like, pull off wherever it. I feel it.
Sure.
I don't, like, freak out.
Yeah, I do. Somebody said on Primetime, Buck told the story of a family friend who was doing missionary work in Africa a couple years ago.
Okay.
He returned home. He had a painful, itchy bump on his leg. It got worse and worse. So he went into the doctor. When they lanced it open, a bunch of little baby spiders crawled out.
Oh.
That's the kind of stuff that's like, I can't get that out of my head.
So
they're tiny, you don't see them, they're crawling on you. And then sometimes you're outside and you feel like you feel one, and you start like whacking your leg, and you're like, that wasn't even anything. Now they're in my head.
That is weirdly
they're cooking on my grill.
Specific to a nightmare I had years ago.
Spider
I had like three pimples on my face, and in my nightmare, I popped a pimple and little bugs came out and crawled all over my face. That was a nightmare. That was a...
change of subject.
I woke up going, That's terrifying.
Well, Danny Marenk's coming in. He wants to make an Oregon-USC bet already. When is that game? That's not till the end of the year, isn't it?
Well, he's saying you got to make a bet on whatever the spread ends up being,
sure.
To which you jokingly said, you guys going to be 6-4, and he responded with...
Oh, so right now, I just pulled it up on ESPN. You want to play Guess That Line on ESPN Bet.
There's a line right now for it?
ESPN Bet Sportsbook. It is on November 22nd. It's the second-to-last game of the year. It's the last home game of the year for the Ducks.
It's their biggest home game of the year.
They close in Seattle this year. Guess That Line.
I'll say right now, the 0-2 early line is Oregon -12.
Okay. Swag?
Oh, I think it's less than that.
You go less than that? USC is currently higher than Oregon in the football power index on ESPN.
Oh, 73 on Missouri State?
Who did they play? Yeah, it was Missouri State. Yeah.
Ducks minus 8.5.
Sprague hit it on the head right now. It's 12. Oh. Minus 12.
How about that?
Didn't right look it up. Right on the head, right there. Boom.
You got no ball, Swag. You got no ball. You don't know ball.
You don't know ball. A lot of people don't know ball today. We learned that. You don't know ball. Who doesn't know ball? I know ball. Joe Montana doesn't know ball.
Joe Montana might know no ball.
Not knowing ball. Let's update some poll questions, wrap things up, scare your animal, and final thoughts on NFL Eve as we close up on a wonderful hump day. Next, 105.1 FM The Fam. Well, our last night without football, one more football-less night.
No more NFL-less weekends until February.
No. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It's great.
God, Thursday night, Friday night. Is the YouTube game going to go okay on Friday?
I'm nervous,
dude. Are we trusting the technology and stuff there?
I'm going to try. I'm hoping. They've worked out the kinks from the T-Swizzle podcast appearance.
That thing crashed with Taylor Swift.
Because that thing did crash.
Speaking
and there's gonna
of Taylor
be more
Swift,
people.
Her fans are involved in this game.
Oh, touche.
They're going to crash the game.
Brazil.
Let's take a look at the poll question, shall we? We asked yesterday, was Kenyon Sadiq's stiff arm touchdown what it would look like if I tried to tackle Jason Sakanik in the open field? 88.6% of you voted yes.
Why? How were there 12% of people saying no, you'd stand a chance?
Dude, more power to you, but no, I would not. Hot Take Tuesdays from yesterday. Will Oregon State make a bowl game? 72.7% of you said no, they will not.
Oof. I had assumed some Beaver non-Beaver fans jumped into that poll.
You're always going to get slightly misleading results.
That would be...
be a disaster.
A disaster. Yeah.
Joe Montana has Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert as his top three quarterbacks to start a franchise with. Does Joe know ball? 71.4% of you say yes, he does know ball.
Oh, wow. If I said that, you'd call me an absolute idiot.
You're a duck hog.
Get you
there.
Four of these.
Duck fans, who would it be more painful to lose to at home in a playoff game? Mario Cristobal or Kalen? DeBoer.
Look, in hindsight, in the moment, it felt fun, but it's not even a contest, right? That's got to be Mario.
Mario, 75.5% of the vote.
Although, let me try to counter to see if I can convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
I make a t-shirt, and I use the Oregon O and say 0-4 against DeBoer.
What color is the t-shirt in?
Purple gold.
I mean, it'd be misleading because that's, you know, it'd almost be funny to make fun of them of losing the coach who was supposed to be the next Don James.
That would be, yeah.
Kind of turns out to be a shot when they all said Lanning was going to take that job, and then Kalen DeBoer left.
Multiple colorway options at the website.
And then they went 6-7. Would the Packers be a cool team to be a fan of? 64.7% of you say yes, they would.
We did have one.
Who's your team? Do you have one in the NFL that's like that for me and the Packers?
That if, like, I could be a fan of them?
Like, you just, like, I'm giving you the Men in Black. You're blanking your mind now that you know what you know, the color schemes, the traditions, the stadium. Who do you like? Man, that would have been a cool team to grow up rooting for and be a fan of.
Vikings.
Vikings is solid.
I love the purple.
Probably my number two.
Logo. Yeah. I love that it's indoor in the cold weather climate because I don't want to freeze my ass off outside.
Skull.
I would probably choose the Vikings, and I loved Randy Moss. Somebody did say, would supporting a team from a town smaller than Gresham in a flyover state that neighbors a proper city like Chicago be fun to root for?
Whoa.
Sure, if you like effing cows and not offering anything meaningful to the rest of the country.
I take it that's a Bears fan who said that?
Certainly not a Packer fan.
Certainly though. Somebody who is a divisional rival of the Green Bay Packers, and I'm going to go ahead and guess that's a Bears fan who, you know, not being a Bears fan is a good call because you've had nothing but disappointment and heartbreak. Which most bet on sides in the NFL do you trust the most in week one? Your options were the Broncos minus 8 against the Titans, Lions plus 2.5, speaking of the Packers, against Packers, Eagles minus 8.5 against Cowboys, and the Jags minus 3.5 against the Panthers. Number one answer right now, Lions plus 2.5 against the Pack, 33.3% of the vote.
I just threw the Jags in there out of curiosity. I don't know how the Jags have earned any kind of benefit of the doubt.
Eagles were a Super Bowl champion and the Broncos were a playoff team. Having faith in the Jags at the start of the year is a bit of a...
with a hook?
A bit with a hook. Too.
Against a trendy little fun team that people kind of like to improve? But, I don't know about that.
Do you know who Oasis is right now? 86.7% of you say yes, you do.
Only idiots don't know who Oasis is.
Only idiots, man.
It's my Wonderwall.
I'm going to bump some Oasis this afternoon. And what are you more scared of, spiders or snakes right now? Snakes leading 64-36%.
It's just
in the fear category.
The percentages of a snake hurting you more than a spider feels like it's higher.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, snakes are more deadly in that regard.
Yeah.
But I use it in my context of, like, how often, how many times in your life have you come face-to-face with a snake?
Oh, actually, like, face-to-face?
Like, not like a zoo, like a, this is a church animal we're bringing in and you hold it and we take pictures. Like, you're out and you're like, oh, whoa, that's it. Like you're playing golf in Central Oregon and you walk into the woods and you hear
yeah.
like...
Well, we were in California for the Niner game. We went on a hike in Saratoga, and it had a rattlesnake sign of, like, be aware.
Keep an eye out on them, yeah.
Dude, I looked down the whole time, made sure I was listening for the sound.
That's where spiders come in for me, because I see, like, spiders are a day-to-day battle for me. And not all of them, 99.9% of them are fine and harmless. Not going to do anything to you, but I see they're there every day.
You know, you don't even see 1% of the amount of spiders that are in your house.
Dude, stop it. Stop it.
We had a lizard guy come in my senior year, and he came into one of our science classrooms.
Yeah. A herpetologist?
A what?
Excuse a herpetologist.
Me? What?
Somebody used
that was something you caught on prom night. Anyways,
that's what you get down in Tempe, man.
That is something you get in Tempe. It's medicine for that. Guy comes
that's really
in.
What spider people are called?
No,
lizard people.
Oh, lizard people. Sorry. Okay.
So he comes in. He's got snapping turtle snakes, right?
A herpetologist.
A herpetologist comes in and is made well aware that I don't F with snakes.
Right.
And he thinks it's just funny to bring over this black snake that's 8 feet long.
It's a black mamba.
And, like, put it at my... And I'm like, going to fight this guy.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to anybody? That's not even funny.
No, it's not funny to put people through that. How old were you when it happened?
I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
But that's like you being Marv and me putting the tarantula on your
face. Oh, I'd lose it. I'd lose it, dude. Lose it.
One of the funniest scenes of all time.
Hit him in the face with a bat. I got
you know
it.
They
Don't
told
move.
Him that was going to be a fake snake, but it was or a
fake spider.
A fake spider, but it ended up being a real one for the movie. So that reaction was real.
Makes my skin crawl. What are we watching tonight? Anything on the tube? Seeing that the M's lose again.
You guys
see if the Dodgers can beat the Pirates.
Yeah, you guys lost to the Pirates last
that
night.
Was bad.
What the hell happened over there? We're going for a sweep of the Rockies. Here come the Giants. Look
I think
out.
My team's looking to avoid a sweep by the Cubbies. So, no, I'm trying to avoid it.
Well, tomorrow, folks, it's here. The long-awaited nightmare of an NFL offseason is over. Starts tomorrow in Philadelphia.
Thank God.
Waiting all day for Thursday night. Yes, I have. That's tomorrow. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed it, Lucy Burge, the queen of dongs, joined us, gave some dong picks and NFL picks for the opening weekend.
She has Suarez going yard.
She does. Suarez going yard today for the M's. We'll see if that happens. We got a lot of NFL stuff to get to tomorrow on the show. Josh Pate at 7:40.
Woo! The commish.
Ken Barkley at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
He makes his long-awaited return.
Yeah.
First media appearance. I don't know if it's true, but I'm just running with it, that he's had since his media embargo.
I think you're correct.
9 a.m. tomorrow, Ken Barkley. It'll blow out the final hour. We'll have some fun. That'll do it for us. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. If you missed your show, go check the podcast. Like the video on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. Listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.